Now, you two both asked questions that basically can boil down to, does this shit get a little contentious? Yep. Yep, some people like parametric statistics. Other people don't like non-parametric statistics. So, this isn't math. This isn't a deeply held convention. This is a convention that people argue about. So I want you to know both sides. There will be essay questions. Common reasons for using non-parametric statistics. If the data are not normally distributed, R's, T's, and F's and related statistics are rather robust to violations of these. If the data are not measured on an interval scale, most psychological data is measured somewhere in between. The good news is that regular stats are pretty robust to this. If the sample size is too small for regular stats. So the three arguments are, data aren't normally distributed, data aren't intervally measured, sample size is too small. The counter arguments are in the lighter yellow, which is that a lot of work has argued that you can be fairly far away from normal distribution, say a skewness of about 0.8, remember that number? A skewness of about 0.8, and these things are relatively robust, and you're going to get decent significance tests and effect sizes. Data are not measured on an interval scale. Most of our more mature and well-developed measures are awful close to interval, and probably the statistics are robust, says the counter-argument. The counter-argument, the sample size is, so your sample size is too small to trust your normal statistics. Do you trust it to be representative at all? Is it really just an issue of how we operate on those data, or is it the representativeness of the data at all because of the small sample size? But those are the three most common reasons. Not normally distributed, not intervally measured, sample size is too small. Common reasons are situations against non-parametric statistics. So this is just the flip side. Robustness of parametric statistics to most violated assumptions. It's difficult to know if the violations of a particular data set are enough to produce bias in the parametric statistics. One approach is to show convergence between parametric and non-parametric analyses. It's if you have enough data that you can tell if your assumptions are violated, you probably have enough data that the statistic will be robust to the violations you have. Just the way inferential stats goes. The bigger the sample, the more power it has, the more likely you are to reject the null, even a little bitty null that you don't care about. Poorer power and sensitivity of non-parametric statistics that you make more type 2 errors. Parametric statistics are only more powerful when the assumptions are met. When the assumptions are not met, non-parametric statistics are more powerful than parametric statistics. And you're back to the first one. How do I know exactly where I am? It's hard. The other argument against non-parametric statistics is they are mostly limited to univariate and bivariate analyses. So are most research questions. I'm going to push you in the spring towards multivariate thinking, multivariate data collection, multivariate analysis. But if you read through research article after research article, you're going to notice that the vast majority of research questions in our world are still bivariate. And so whining that we don't have a multivariate statistic that wouldn't get used really isn't much of an argument. The second counter-argument to this is there has been vast improvement over the last 10 or 12 years, and we now have lots of different operational procedures and statistical models, especially for ordinal data. Fourth complaint, it's not an integrated family of models. As you'll see in the spring, we're kind of spoiled because all of the correlation, regression, ANOVA stuff is all under one rubric called the general linear model. And that produces vast kinds of convenience. And people say, well, I don't want to give that up and use non-parametric. In fact, there's really only two families of non-parametric statistics. Those based on summed ranks, and those which are based on converting things to a z-score. There really aren't all these different disparate unrelated kinds. Now, this next one is a little more true, that the null hypotheses tested by non-parametrics are not parallel to those of parametric tests. And we're going to look at this carefully for each model. We're going to see that if we choose to, most parametric models would allow us to make the same assumptions we make with parametric, and therefore test the same hypotheses that we do with parametric. The non-parametrics started out having as few assumptions as possible, but nothing prevents us from adding some assumptions to it, and therefore changing what we assume and what we test. And we'll talk about this more carefully.